present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show in which laughter follows fun as sure as night follows dawn. You find us once again in the magnificent Playhouse Theatre in Liverpool, the hometown of such proud Liverpudlian luminaries as Scylla and Tarby, who to this day still live nearby. Well, Marbella's not that far. How the city got its unusual name has been debated for many years, but it's now generally agreed by experts that it came from the liver birds. In fact, they reckon that if Carla Lane hadn't been available to write it, the city would still be known by its old name of It Ain't Off Hot Mama Poo. Now, I have to announce that after last week's show, there was a huge response to our audience phone-in vote to decide if the team should come back for a second time. I'm interested to see that they've ignored it and turned up anyway. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Incidentally, exciting news. Samantha tells me she's expecting a visit from a film producer in her dressing room after the show, with news of a part he's been holding for her. He seems sure she's going to make it big. Our first round is called Chat-Up Lines. In life's mating game, these all-important remarks are often our passports to a fulfilling emotional relationship. And our teams are certainly no strangers to the arcane art of the chat-up. Willie tells me there are a few things that give him such a thrill as going out on the pool with a few of the lads. Apparently they start by getting tanked up on coffee and biscuits in the vestry. And by 10:30 the din can be heard all over the parish. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some chat-up lines for use by the senior citizen. Barry, will you start, please?
Oh, I see your glass is empty. Do you mind if I put my teeth in? I say, baby, let's lock Zimmer frames and rattle till we drop.
Graham?
Hello. Who am I?
Tim?
No, that's a war wound. Fancy a Horlicks?
How's your back?
Is that your colostomy bag, or are you just pleased to see me?
Your sheltered accommodation or mine? I could take you to a hip joint. I want to put my tongue in your ear. Take your death aid out. I want to run my fingers through your hair, so pass it over.
Any more? Right, well, our next game is a musical one called Pick Up Song, in which the teams will sing along to a selection of discs drawn from my personal collection. Hip-hop DJ Samantha is poised at the turntable. And in due course, she'll be rapping and scratching some fine old 7 inches into life. And the team should take it in turns to sing along. While the teams are singing, Samantha will suddenly cause the volume to drop away to nothing by a process known to... Actually, they always say you should read a few words ahead. And I have. If on the music's return the teams are within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? Well, better out than in, I always say. This week's prize is just the thing to warm the heart of any collector of National Coal Board memorabilia. It's this lovely coal effect coal mine. We'll start with you, Willie. Will you please accompany Jerry and the Pacemakers singing I Like It?
I like it. I like it. I like the way you run your fingers through my hair. And I like the way you tittle my chin. And I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it. I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I like you. Like you.
Okay, your turn, Barry. I'd like you, Barry, to accompany Johnny Ray singing Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart, by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue. All because my heart still remembers you. Two, three, four. People come to windows. They always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can let go?
Now, Tim, will you accompany Jerry and the Pacemakers again, singing this time Ferry Cross the Mersey?
Life goes on day after day.
Hurry it up a bit.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
Like a glass of water, will you?
People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry, cross the Mersey.
You're right.
And always take me there, the place I love.
And finally, Graham, will you please accompany Los Del Rio singing Macarena?
Thank you.
I don't speak, call me Macarena, and the boys they say K is the winner. They all want me, they can't have me, so they all come and dance beside me. Move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with me. Ooh, I'll tell you, Macarena. Call the Buena. Ooh, I'll tell you, call the Macarena. Hey, Macarena. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Hey, Macarena. Now, don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I ha, 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 ha. Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town and his two friends were so fine. Oh, will you look at the poor Macarena?
Never mind. We go on to our next round, which is called Sound Charades, and in it our teams must take it in turns to act out the title of a film, book, play, or program using a mouth-related process that scientists refer to as speaking. And the other team should try to guess what it is. The round Sound Charades is a close relative of Sound Athletics, in which Barry describes himself running at 100 meters, and we have to guess how long he'll be in hospital. Barry and Graham, you're going to start. Your title will now be relayed to our theatre audience via the thermal imaging magic of our giant computer-generated satellite-linked hologram projection screen, made possible by the BBC's substantial investment in digital technology. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Train spotting. Train spotting.
You're guessing this one, Tim and Willie.
Oh.
So start, Barry. And what is it, a book or a film or what?
It's a film.
Okay, how many words?
It's actually one.
And was a book, was it not?
Yes. Well, it's now become a play.
Indeed.
Here we go.
Book,
here we go.
The book of a film, or the film was a book before it became a play after the film. Yes.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, you would the bride or groom, sir.
No, I'm just here to watch. It's,
oh, I see.
It's a hobby of mine. My,
yeah?
This is my 20th wedding this week, you know.
20th? My goodness, yes.
Oh.
And what exactly are you here to watch?
Well, my particular interest is bride's outfits, you see.
Yes, yes. Well, that's...
You see that behind her? That's a 270, second this week.
Well, it's very attractive, yes.
This was one in Hounslow earlier this week. Tuesday, if I don't tell a lie. Let me get my trusty camcorder out of my anorak. Whoops! Drop the sandwiches again.
Excuse me, sir, but I wonder if I could possibly ask you to, go away.
No, I've got to dash anyway. Got a double wedding at St. Michael's, though. They might have a 279 and a 326 combination. Cheerio. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Train spotting.
Your turn, Tim and Willie. Your title's being displayed on the thermal imager, and here again is the mystery voice for you listeners at home.
Lone Star. Lone Star.
Okay, what is it? A book or what?
It's a film, two words, and it's all done in one, and it starts now. Clint.
Yeah?
Lend us a fiver.
That's it.
There could be another line.
Wasn't I good? No, I left it out of... Minimalism is all the rage nowadays.
Two words. Clint. Is Clint important to it, or could it be
not
another?
It could be another of the same type.
Star. We think it's Lone Star.
Star.
Right, now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But before we do, I've noticed our mailbag has once more been flooded with a card from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who warns against the effect of an unhealthy diet. Dear Melvin, she writes, the doctor has told me I must stop eating a sweet after each meal. He said if I carried on much longer, we'd have no furniture left at all. P.S. P.S. Who can forget Leeds 2, Liverpool 47? What a great road sign that was. On with the game, then. On with the game. This is a regional variation, which I'm pleased to observe is played here in Liverpool. It's more refined than our regular game, having been imported from London by stokers on the great steam cargo ships of the Industrial Revolution. Obvious differences are when a player is stymied by his immediate opponent, this is known as mating, and when a player's route is blocked, this is known as docking. If a player is both mated and docked, then he's in Heseltine and forced to miss a turn. Okay, teams, let's see how you get on. Tim, will you start, please?
Charing Cross.
London Road.
already?
Problems, no.
Bond Street.
That's good.
Stop.
You're playing with
the big ears.
You know what they're doing, don't you?
I do, so I'm going to go to Fairlop.
Good. Is he docked, do you think?
You got it. Sort of, but not quite.
Portobello Crescent.
Mate, surely.
No. Yes.
Mated.
No, because he was docked before.
Not quite.
What? No, he weren't. They weren't docked before.
Well, even Willie agrees on this one. That's a mate.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were concurring.
No, not at all. No.
Perhaps we could have a replay.
Can we have a decision, Humph, please?
Yeah. No, it wasn't what you said.
He's like a hawk.
I think it's your move, isn't it, Barry?
Is it?
Yeah.
Those are the will to live.
Because there are people out there that've got the whole kitchen table cleared.
Well, I'll.
And the whole map of Europe stretched.
Right. Remembering where we are, this could do it. Scotland Road.
No, you can't do that.
He was just trying to grovel before the Liverpool.
It was a fawning move. Come on, Barry.
I think they're right.
Some of us are playing it properly, and some of us are just chivying and nitpicking and messing about, losing all the fun of it.
You're in Heseltine and you've got to miss a turn.
Quite right.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. I've been studying the rules.
Loose knit trousers, they'll open the garden centre.
So carry on,
Willie.
Wilsdon Green.
Turnham Green. We have done.
Hollycroft Avenue.
No, I know. I'm not going.
So you get another turn, Willie.
Oh, nice. Oh, this could be it then. Whoopee, stand by. Prepare your lips. We have them. They are in a mess. The Hottentots around and the Gatling are stuck.
Yeah.
We've got them. Notting Hill Gate.
Mornington Crescent.
Ah! And you criticise me.
Scored the winner with only 10 men playing, too. That's great. Oh, I enjoyed that. The next round is our regular poetry spot. Now, teams, there's nothing that truly beats a great rhyme, as once I thought, reading a sonnet from the page that had it on it. This week, our featured verse is the five-line nonsense poem, taking its name from Ireland's unofficial nonsense capital, Liverpool. Or, as it's often known, the Limerick. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fruitful first line, which I'd like you to complete in Limerick form, taking one line each. We're going to start with you, Willie. I once had a blind date with Scylla.
I once had a blind date with Scylla. I took her to watch Aston Villa.
She sang to the crowd.
And she sang very loud.
And that's why they threatened to kill her.
Okay, your turn, Graham. I once had a trial with Bill Shankly.
At the end, he just looked at me blankly.
Said, "You're no Roger Hunt."
In fact, I'll be blunt.
You're absolute rubbish, quite frankly.
Okay, Barry, here's yours. We went to a show with Ken Dodd.
We went to a show with Ken Dodd. The usherette said, "Oh, my God."
He'll go on for years.
And he's bound to sing Tears.
When he finishes, give us a prod.
Finally, Tim, here's yours. Out drinking with Bruce Grobbelaar.
He paid with some cash from a jar.
He said, "See, I saved this."
So I gave him a kiss.
And he tipped himself over the bar.
Right, well, the next round is a musical one called Just a Minim. And as you'd expect, it's based on the hilarious panel game hosted by Nicholas Parsons. The original is called Just a Minute, a title which I understand first occurred to Mrs. Parsons on their wedding night. In our game, teams, I'd like you each to sing a song without hesitation, deviation, hesitation, deviation, hesitation, or worst of all, repetition. I say worst of all, but I see it's now time to introduce Colin Sell at the piano. Incidentally, Colin was telling me before the show that he's recently mastered the complexities of the ring cycle. So if anyone needs their washing machine repaired, give him a call. Okay, well, the song is Twist and Shout, and Tim and Willie, will you start, please?
Say it up, baby, now.
Wend it about, dear.
Twist and shout.
Rise and cry.
Come on, pull your finger out, small
person. Do it whatever you will, Edmund.
Rise and do several...
Charles F. and Barry cry.
Shambles. Absolute shambles.
Hesitation, deviation, repetition. Nothing to do with shambles. It just isn't in the rules.
Which of those was it?
Repetition of shambles.
It was a bit of a disaster, John.
Overruled, overruled. Carry on, Willie.
Well, where are you, Colin? Just a matter of interest.
Hey, excuse me.
Just like I knew you would. I thought you would think this way.
Challenge.
Every all around. Infant.
He's roaring.
I was trying to disguise the fact I was singing the same line again.
This game would be much easier for all of us if Colin Selwood would stop banging on regardless. Just hold your, all your thoughts go out of your head. I mean, I don't know. Carry on, Barry, then.
What?
It's... Challenge.
Where are we?
Hesitation.
Yes, quite right.
Muddle.
Carry on, Willie.
You know the crazy little girl.
Now, it says here, if there's time, you might try another. Well, there isn't time.
No.
That's almost the end of the show, but there's still time, I think, to squeeze in one last round of Butcher's Songbook. Teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest some titles of songs likely to prove popular with an audience drawn from the meat trade. Barry, will you start, please?
Gristle while you work.
It's a German Second World War butcher's song. We'll meet again.
Never mind the bullocks. It's the Sex Pistols.
Someday my mince will come.
When eye wristles are smiling.
I got plenty of mutton. From Porky and Bess. New pork, so good they ate it twice.
It's a Hong Kong song. How much is that doggy in the window?
The best of ABBA, toi.
There will be never be another you.
Oh, I'm back in the saddle of lamb.
Sung by Meatloaf.
Joseph and his amazingly technicolored entrecoat. I wish I was dead. Wasn't Meatloaf the artist formerly known as Mince? The Dance of the Seven Veals from the opera Salami. From Russia with Love. Cleaver.
Well, kidneys up, Mother Brown.
Sirloin, it's been good to gnaw you.
Well, as the fluff ball of time pops out of the navel of destiny, and the nylon underpants of fate ride uncomfortably up the cleft of despair, I notice we've come to the end of another program. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Liverpool, goodbye.
Kenbrook Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden, and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith. Thank you.